Madison Bumgarner. Incredible yesterday. No pitcher has ever done that in baseball history. Had a two-homer game on opening day. And now he has 16 career home runs. He has 455 career at-bats, 524 plate appearances, which is equivalent to a full Major League season. But he's getting them once every 5 days. There's no rhythm. What kind of a hitter could he be if he really got to swing the bat every single day? Rich Aurelio, one of the great Giants of all times, had pretty good right-handed power himself. Greatest offensive shortstop in San Francisco Giant history. Had a 37-homer season at the heyday of his career. Joins us on the Afternoon Delight with Papa and Bonta here at 95.7 The Game. Richie, you had some great raw power. How impressed with you were you yesterday with what Mad Bum did on opening day?
Well, first, it's great to be back, guys. Back in baseball season.
Yeah.
Day after opening day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty impressive, Pop, what we saw yesterday. And the problem I have with it is this. We know that he could do that every fifth day. We also know that we see some of the swings he takes when he got some of those breaking balls from Greinke. So we know he could hit the fastball. That's up in the zone, and man, he crushed both those balls yesterday. And not to take anything away from him, I mean, probably one of the best hitting pitchers in baseball right now. But it's a little harder to do on an everyday basis when there's the scouting report on you, and they're throwing you all four pitches that they have. I guarantee you, next time he sees Greinke, he's not going to get that comeback fastball coming back over the middle of the plate belt high. But, man, weren't things going right according to plan yesterday for a while?
Certainly seemed like that. Yeah. Now it's 2016 all over again,
the blown
Richie.
Save. We'll get to that in a minute, Richie. But I want to ask you about Bum a little more as a hitter, because I understand what you're saying. The first time up, some of the swings were not great, but at least he fouled them off and put them in play, or put them out of play. And eventually he was able to spit on one, and he drew a walk. And I think Greinke was trying to get him out with breaking balls, curveballs, change-up, sliders his first time up. And the two home runs he hit were just terribly placed fastballs by Greinke and Chafin. But if he doesn't do this, this is not his job to be a hitter. He's a pitcher. How much better, Richie, could he get if he really – if somebody allowed him to Tim Tebow's down in the minors. He's got raw power. Does he know how to hit? If somebody let Madison Bumgarner really take it seriously as a hitter, take BP with you guys, the regulars, play every day, how much better could he get, Rich? Because he obviously has something that cannot be taught, and that is immense raw power.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think if the time is put in and given to a player or an athlete, I'm gonna call Madison an athlete because we know what he could do with the bat. Of course, he's gonna get better. And we've seen out of necessity the last couple of years that there are times in the season where Boch will put him up there to pinch hit, later in the game, and most of the time when he needs a long ball. But you're absolutely right. If effort's put into it, and he sees more off speed pitches, and he sees more pitches in general and gets more at bats, of course it could get way better than we see now once every 5 days. Will that happen? Depends how a lot of the bench does this year and how they perform coming off the bench.
I'm not talking here. I'm talking with somebody that runs an American League team. Would they look at him and say, wow, I could use him as a pitcher every fifth day and then run him out there as a DH? And, we laugh at it because he was really bad on breaking balls for most of his career. But last year, Rich, he did draw 10 walks.
Yeah.
And he just seemed like his eye. And I was really impressed with, even though some of the swings were feeble against Greinke, the fact that he was able to register them with his eyes and adjust to it. I think he is getting better on the breaking stuff.
I think he is, too, and it's really surprising, too, coming out of spring training, because you don't get a lot of at-bats in spring training. I mean, I was in camp for almost 2 weeks, and I saw him hit a couple times. I mean, there were at-bats where he lost a bat into, the fifth row over the third base dugout, so he wasn't really having a ton of at-bats or a ton of quality at-bats, and I don't know, man, he may be one of those freak ball players who just, turns that notch up a little bit when the season starts. And he, not only does his pitching get better, but his offense gets better too.
Yeah, he really likes to hit. You can see it. It brings out the best in him, and he was throwing the ball hard yesterday. But the Giants did lose. We'll get to the Wolves and the bull with the bullpen with Rich Aurelia, former great San Francisco Giant. He'll be back on NBC Sports Bay Area, powered by Xfinity, on Giants pregame and postgame live, joining us on the Afternoon Delight with Pop and Vonta here at 95.7 The Game. They did score five runs yesterday, but Madison, you know, brought home two with the two solo pumps. Three runs throughout the lineup. And Vonta and I have been kicking around, you know, why is Pence hitting third and not Posey? But the one I want to ask you about is your St. John's guy, Joe Panik, who, to me, is a hell of a hitter, Rich. I thought he would contend for a batting title as he played more in his career, and he got hit in the head last year in St. Pete by Matt Moore, and he didn't have a great finish to the year, and they started not playing him against lefties. But are you a little surprised to start the year they got Joe Panik, Richie, in the eighth hole?
Not really. You know, there's a lot of ways this lineup can go, because to me they have a lot of, you know, they have a lot of two and six and seven hitters in on this team, in this lineup. They don't have your prototypical power guys in the middle. I mean, if I'm looking at it, I mean, you know, if I got guys hitting third, fourth, or fifth, I mean, I want those guys to be guys that, you know, are going to be able to drive runs in and put the ball in play with guys in scoring position. You know, I don't want guys that swing and miss a lot. I do know that they like Brandon Belt in the two hole because they feel like he had some success there last year when he hit in that spot. And then you at the top of the lineup, you have Span and Nunez, who were kind of interchangeable. We saw the kind of dynamic Nunez brings to the offense yesterday, just in the first game of the season. So I think that the key spot in this lineup was you couldn't put Parker hitting eighth because we all know the trouble he has against lefties. And, you know, he's a swing and miss guy. And so your option to hit eighth is a guy who can handle the bat well, knows how to hit, can hit lefties, can hit righties. And I think that's why Joe is down there hitting eighth for right now. We don't know if that's going to last a long time or not. We don't know if, you know, shoot, Bum may move up to the seventh spot next game for all we know when he pitches.
Bat him clean up. Hit him fourth,
yeah,
Richard.
I mean, honestly. But, you know, you're looking at Joe down there. He had two quality at-bats yesterday. He's a guy that I know for a fact he's feeling better this year. Talked to him a lot in spring training, and I think he understands that he's not hitting eighth because he's an eighth hitter. He's hitting eighth because they respect him and the job he can do down there. I know it's not the, you know, best thing as a player to be hitting eighth, but they feel like he's the one most capable right now.
You know, Richie, I want to ask you about maybe putting Nunez into the leadoff spot because he looks so explosive, so fast. But I want to talk about this revolving door that's going to be the eighth inning or however they get the ball to Mark Melanson. Now, Derek Law looked like he had his velocity back. He was hitting 93, 94 in a gun, but he was up. He left him up, middle up. Hunter Strickland, this new breaking ball, I was shocked. Hunter Strickland throwing three straight breaking balls to Yasmani Tomas, and then he got the grounder where he snagged it right up the middle. What's going to happen? How do you see this bullpen playing out, especially without Will Smith for the season?
Yeah, well, I think one thing that we saw yesterday, which was a promising thing, was Ty Block coming in and getting a lefty out, hitting to double play in that rally that they had going in the eighth, I think it was. And, you know, you look at the other guys, they don't have a prototypical left-handed guy right now because Will Smith's down and Okert and Osich didn't make the club. So you got Ty Block, who's kind of a swing man, but he's also going to be your lefty specialist, I guess. So then you narrow it down to Strickland and Law, and you got Guerin, you got Contos. I mean, to me, watching yesterday, I mean, Law's possibly out of that inning if he gets a pitcher strike a couple times. I mean, here are some close curveballs he threw that were right on the outside corner, maybe a little off, he didn't get. But you're right. I think it's going to be something that they have to figure out on the fly because I don't think there's one given guy that they're going to go to right now. It may be a matchup thing. It may be a statistical thing. And maybe if you need a ground ball, it may be Guerin or Contos as opposed to Law and Strickland. So I think Boach is going to have to mix and match a lot this year in that eighth inning until he figures out who he has the most confidence in that can go out there and do the job, but who can also go out there and do the job the day after they give it up. I think that's a big key because in the past, it seems like they've had guys that, you know, they give it up one day and he'd bring it back the next day and they'd give it up again. So I think it's a level of confidence that Boach is going to have in some of these guys determines who he's going to use in those situations.
Richie, I know you spent some time, as you always do, with the club down in spring training. Just give me some overview of what you saw, maybe some guys in the lower minors or Triple-A Sacramento. Just what did you see from watching the guys in the spring?
Well, I mean, for the first time in a long while, I saw some, competition for bench spots from veteran guys. And I think we all saw, what happened there. Just talking to some guy like Aaron Hill, a guy I played against for a number of years. I mean, we talked and he's like, hey, I want to win. And at this point in my career, if I can come out and help this team win, no matter where I have to play, he goes, I'll put the gear on if I have to get out there and play for this organization and win. And then you look at some of the younger guys, it's funny because Arroyo didn't get as many at-bats, I think, this spring as he did last, and I think that was just out of necessity to see some of these guys battling for a bench spot. But, you look at him in the near future, there's going to have to be a decision. I think they're going to move him around the infield a lot this year between all the positions except maybe first base like they did last year. But, there's going to be a decision at some point, maybe this year, maybe next offseason. Is he going to be one of your everyday infielders? And we know where there possibly is a hole this year or after this year at third base if you don't bring Nunez back. So I think he's a guy to keep your eye on, not only offensively but defensively, because I think they feel that he's possibly ready offensively. It's just defense that he needs to go out and be comfortable at either multiple positions or new positions for him.
Yeah, they Triple-A Sacramento for him, and Tyler Beede looked really impressive against the A's on Saturday. He'll be going to Triple-A Sacramento as well. When are you coming to the Bay? Are you going to be here for the home opener next Monday?
No, I actually am flying up tomorrow. I got the rest of the road trip, and then I got I'm all over the map just like every year.
I'm
in there, and I'm up there working, and it'll be an interesting year, and I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, a lot of moving parts. So we'll see you later this week. You're coming in for the Padres series or the end of the Diamondback series?
Both.
Both.
Beautiful. I got all the last six of this road trip. So
oh, beautiful.
I will,
coming up? All right, great.
All right,
you'll earn your money,
I'll
Richie.
See you tomorrow night, Richie. I'll see you tomorrow night in the building.
All right, guys. Thanks, man.
Take care, Richie.
All right, Richie.
And they got Arizona off day today, which is kind